You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Remember the Takata airbag scandal?
More airbags made by the company coming under scrutiny. 13 automakers now recalling a total of more than 652,000 vehicles in the U.S. Takata airbag inflators can explode with too much force, shooting metal fragments into the passenger
compartment. Takata's actions, though they took lives, were not criminal. The company's offenses were civil. Nobody went to jail, but the company was fined $1 billion. On the other end of the civil violation spectrum, we could use The Simpsons as an example. Remember ever watching the episode where Homer's car is in New York City?
Your vehicle is illegally parked at One World Trade Plaza.
When he finds it, its windshield is covered in parking tickets. Those are civil violations, too. By the way, screaming out of control and being too noisy in New York City, as in many Texas cities, is also a civil violation.
Wow!
Remodeling your house without a permit is a violation. So is having a garage sale without the appropriate permit. Have you ever been guilty of any of these? Yep, most of us have, sometimes without even knowing. You know what else is a civil violation? Overstaying your visa. So, if overstaying a visa is a civil violation, why are visa overstayers often called illegals? What is their crime? Kate Lincoln Goldfinch is an immigration expert.
The truth is that the population of immigrants who are in undocumented status in the United States is almost about half and half, is a split between people who have violated a visa and people who entered the country illegally.
In other words, half of the unauthorized immigrant population is guilty of committing a civil violation akin to getting a parking ticket, while the other half could be guilty of a crime.
An individual who enters the country without status could theoretically be charged for a criminal offense under 8 United States Code 1325, which essentially is illegal entry.
Notice how Lincoln Goldfinch says theoretically, because to be guilty of a crime, a person must stand trial and be found guilty. Not so for civil violations. If you get a parking ticket, as Homer Simpson did, there's no need for an attorney. No need for a trial. You can simply take responsibility and pay the fine. So, if some unauthorized immigrants have violated civil law, while others may have committed a crime, then why are they treated equally? Why are both often treated as criminals? Jennifer Lauren is a civil law expert. She also teaches law at the University of Texas at Austin.
The fact is, as a legal matter, none of these individuals have been determined to be criminals simply by virtue of their immigration status. They haven't been afforded any of the constitutional protections that we afford criminals. We haven't enacted the laws that govern their immigration status with the level of precision that we require of criminal laws.
For every other action, the legal demarcation between civil and criminal is very clear. So are the consequences. But somehow, when it comes to immigration, it's all a blur. I'm JDS for the Texas Standard.